In a few minutes, how movie theaters are working to get the real grown-ups back into the seats. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. It's first the week we learn how much money some of the most influential tech companies are making. Facebook's earnings come later today. Alphabet, the parent of Google, tomorrow, for example. On Mondays, we consult economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
As you try to capture the vibe here on a Monday, a lot of it has to do with what a lot of companies this week report for their earnings, losses, outlooks ahead, a lot of them tech companies.
Yeah, and I would say that we macroeconomists follow these things more than we used to because companies are navigating all of these pandemic-related disruptions and supply chain issues in real time. So we watch these earning reports to see how they're handling all of this. Are they managing to stay profitable despite all of these disruptions? So far, that has been the case, and that's been why markets have been pretty sanguine about all of it.
That said, on Thursday, we'll get the government's first calculation of how much the economy grew in the summer into fall quarter, and that's going to show some weakness?
Well, yeah. We grew at a rip-snorting 6.5% pace in the first half of the year. Economists are expecting it to slow to below 3. A lot of that are these supply chain disruptions, in particular auto production. The lack of semiconductors has ground auto production to a halt, and that weighs pretty heavily on the third quarter GDP.
Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Always good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
This week, the Federal Communications Commission will get public input in the form of a listening session on how it can better serve indigenous communities using faster internet. There's a program called E-Rate that subsidizes broadband data connections for schools and libraries, but libraries on tribal lands were excluded. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
Officially, there are only 3 libraries on the Navajo Nation, which spans 27,000 square miles. But there are more than 100 chapter houses, local government and community centers that function sort of like libraries.
At each chapter house, there is a very unique collection of books or circulated materials there.
Donovan Pete is the Navajo Nation Library Supervisor. He says the nation is expanding internet capacity at 90 of those chapter house libraries through E-Rate. But getting them designated as libraries for the purposes of the program wasn't easy. It took lots of back and forth with state officials in Arizona and New Mexico and hiring consultants.
Just to kind of navigate the paperwork.
And for tribal libraries with fewer resources, that process is out of reach. Under the current FCC rules, only public, academic, and research libraries are automatically qualified for E-Rate, leaving most tribal libraries out of the loop.
They're much more complex entities in tribal lands.
Tracy Morris directs the American Indian Policy Institute at Arizona State University.
A lot of times they're also meeting spaces, they're cultural spaces. They may have cultural repository of items.
She says an FCC proposal to expand its definition of a library is a start, but there are other barriers in place.
Part of it's also capacity.
Tribal libraries are deeply under-resourced. Morris's research shows that many have just one full or part-time employee.
You serve your customer first before you apply for E-Rate, then it's the cumbersome nature of E-Rate.
She says the application is a lot for a part-timer to tackle on top of running a library, never mind the compliance paperwork. Then there's the fact that many tribal librarians haven't even heard of E-Rate, nearly 40%, according to a recent survey by the Association of Tribal Archives, Libraries, and Museums.
It's a cascading set of problems.
The FCC knows it has some engagement work to do in Indian country, says spokeswoman Paloma Perez.
That's part of the reason that we're trying to build, you know, a more robust record of understanding the experiences on the ground of librarians who have lived it, who have done this work.
The FCC will hear from many of those librarians during a virtual roundtable on Wednesday. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
People who can't hear or with other levels of hearing loss should know of a new accessibility strategy at AMC Movie Theaters. This is the largest theater chain in the country, and you'll soon be able to look up which showings will include, for instance, English subtitles for English language films. This is called open captioning, and AMC is rolling it out in 100 cities. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
I just saw the new Bond movie on the big screen, and there was plenty I could understand.
Bond.
Even with my moderate age-related hearing loss.
James Bond.
But there was also plenty of muddle.
That's all right, Chef. I thought you two would get along.
No Time to Die hasn't done so great at the box office, and entertainment writer Jim Hill says one reason is older filmgoers have opted out.
And some of that's due to COVID, but also think about how many of them are at home with their flat screens. When the dialogue gets a little confusing or the sound gets a little loud, they can turn on closed captioning.
Mickey Turner at USC's Annenberg School says adding captions in some AMC theaters.
Part of it is to get more butts in seats since the pandemic.
She says it's also a step in the right direction in Hollywood's effort to improve accessibility. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.